You're listening to
Fuck It Right in a Pussy.
The Hot Pod.
This is the Samoan Savage, Will Moore, and you're listening to The Hot Pod.
Hello, children. This is Johnny Draven, and you should be checking out my best friend's podcast every week. What is it about, you say? Greatness that happens at shows, stories, how he got his feelings hurt, who he hurt, and maybe more. But check it out. It's called The Morning After on thehotpod.com. Thank you, children. And while you're checking things out, Johnny Draven, TCB, on Twitter.
Hashtag Rider Free 2015.
Hashtag
Rider Free 2015.
Hashtag
Rider Free 2015.
Wrestling Federation, very own Supreme Aryan, and you're listening to The Hot Pod.
You're listening to The Hot Pod.
You're listening to The Hot Pod.
Ooh, all right, you're listening to The Hot Pod.
Actually, I thought the dog had drank bleach water when I was setting up the show. I was setting it up, and all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, no, because I had just mopped something up, and yeah, no, needless to say, it didn't. So all's well with the doge. But episode 36, the dog drank bleach water. It's a nasty tumble. Nothing special there. But we do have a lot in store for you this evening. We got kayfabe news, angry rants, a lot of crap going on. But before we get into that, I'm going to jump out the window.
There he goes. So amazingly graceful. And grateful. Hashtag graceful and grateful. Hashtag Babbage. There he goes.
Yes, I've just flapped my way into, and it's flap, not fap. I've slapped my way into the Icon Studio, and for those of you that do not know, my name is Max. No, I'm not your baby's daddy.
But he could be.
Holiday. And as usual, I am not alone. I am joined, like I am each and every week, tonight, by my good friend. He did it to me again.
Big banana sucks, and I am here, bitches. I'm hither. Here. Ah.
Episode 36. The dog drank bleach water. No clue. Hold on. One more left.
Wow. Man, that's done. And I can hear myself.
I heard you.
Okay. All right. All good. All good. I know you're trying to Periscope, I'm assuming.
I'll be going live on Periscope very soon.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I'm live on Periscope now.
I'm letting it simmer.
You're letting it simmer? Letting them get the old weight in?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We had some Periscope viewers that were really digging the show last week.
Oh, really? Well, that's good. I'm happy that they enjoyed the show.
Hopefully, they'll tune in again. They said we rock. They said they do a podcast as well. I didn't really see what the name of it was, but they said we rock. So that's cool.
Somebody
from Pakistan said what was up too. I was like, yo,
what up? What up? Someone was telling me Dance Monkey Dance, they wanted to be entertained. And I don't know, it was weird, I don't know.
Nothing wrong with
like,
that.
The show hasn't even begun yet, sir, so you need to stop.
Slow your roll, we're fine, you know? I don't play that shit.
Yeah, take it easy there, homie, take it easy. Episode 36, The Dog Drank Bleach Water.
Bazinga.
Oh, wait a minute, what was that?
Bazinga. Thank
you. Bazinga. Oh, hey, where did mine go? Oh, there we go. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the Hot Pod Network at all, but within this last weekend, there's been a ton of podcasts that have gone up. There's a ton of material for you to go listen to. There's a new Grumpy Old Men. There's new Morning After. Of course, Truly Schmitty has two episodes. He's got another one getting ready to drop. It's craziness at HPN 24/7.
Damn right.
Yeah. So, boy, Superman, how was your weekend?
My weekend was one of epic proportions. I didn't do a triple shot. I did, however, get to, you know, check out the Anarchy hashtag Flux Capacity show.
How was
this
that?
This Saturday. Oh, man, it was epic. It was absolutely epic. you know, the first match went 2 minutes. That was epic. The second match was epic.
It was an epic match. I'm sorry. It appears that songs have been deleted off my computer, and I don't know how. So I'm trying to find... They're trying to find them to re-download them, like, you know, the kids' music and stuff. I don't know where it's gone to.
Oh, wow.
I paid my bills over here. I paid my bills.
Tell them.
So if I seem distracted, it's because I'm trying to find the music. But I'm sorry. Yes, the first match was pretty epic, though.
It was. It was the most epic 2 minute. I think that was, like, part three of the 2 minute match saga between The Beast and Max Holiday.
You know what, though? There's three matches between us. Oh no, that is the second one though that we've gone like 2 minutes.
Yes. It's a saga. It's a saga.
It is. It is. It's very interesting. But I've won every match I've had with B, so.
Wow. Interesting. That is interesting.
It is.
What does Beast have to say about this?
I don't know if he's realized that yet or not. Is Beast here? Is that what's going on?
I know.
Ooh,
when he's here. No. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But either or, it was a good match. Then we moved on to the rest of Flux Capacity. That was very interesting. You know, I'm not going to get too entailed into it. Actually, I could if you want me to. But
a little detail would be nice.
Well, you know, we can always do that. That's never a problem.
Okay. Well.
So if we want to know a little details here we go. Flux Capacity at the Berwyn Eagles Club this Saturday entailed many, many, many awesome matches that are not.
My God,
up on
the website is insane.
I know. Are you on it?
It just said, yeah, oh crap, where'd it go? Shit. Ah, fuck, this new computer. Yeah, there's a big fucking logo at the top that says, goodbye Starks and hello Mason family. Anarchy Pro has been sold.
What? I didn't see that.
Yeah. What the hell?
Where? Hold on, I'm looking right now. I'm looking right now, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, before, I'm sorry.
Man,
holy shit, I see it. With the wheelchair.
You didn't know?
Oh my God.
What the
this
fuck?
Is my first time seeing this.
What? What do you mean it's your first time seeing it? They haven't even updated show info. They got a big banner up there saying, hey, that match didn't happen. There was no mic. Yeah. Who's the Mason family? What is this?
So, you know.
Here we go. It's always good when he starts like that, folks.
Long story short, at the end of the show, you know, I started to tell the crowd that, you know, Anarchy Pro is doing fantastic. You know, we went leaps and bounds in our, you know, 4 years here in the indie scene of Chicago. And, you know, we've got our own training facility now. You know, we've been taking over different venues left and right and getting stuff. You know, it's doing great, you know, and with the growing popularity of Anarchy Pro, you know, comes different eyes and different interests and, you know, money talks.
Bullshit walks.
Exactly. And I received a very generous offer from someone, I never met him. The check just said Mason.
Mason.
I couldn't read the first name. It was very scratchy. But I made out Mason, so.
Is it like a business, or what was the deal?
Well, it's a family. It's a family. I guess it's the Mason family. I've heard very various rumors and various things about this family, but their story, their background goes very, very, very deep. Very deep into the Chicago history, very rich into the Chicago history, and I had no clue, but it was the actual Mason family that bought Anarchy Pro from me, offered me a generous offer, and now not only did they offer me, you know, money for the company, which made me very wealthy, but they also offered me a spot, not on the roster, unfortunately, but behind the scenes as a cameraman, you know. Various little things that they need, you know, I'll be there helping out. But as far as owning the company, I have no longer any more ties to Anarchy Pro besides being generous and thankful.
Helping? Helpful? Okay, so you sold the company and you're there doing some miscellaneous work here and there, I guess, filming. And you're still doing I take it you're still doing the videos and all that stuff. They're paying you to do that?
Yeah. They still like
got you.
The touch. They still want. You got the touch. They want the touch.
I got you. Okay, now it makes a little bit more sense. Sorry, it was a little jumbled out there. All right, okay, we're breaking through here. So you sold the company, and now you're just a cameraman.
Hey, pretty
whatever
much.
Works. Whatever works.
All right. So they've taken over, and they're doing some things, man. And I really don't know what to expect. You know, I mean, he kicked me out of his ring first of all.
Oh wow! You okay. Know?
Yeah. He's like, you need to get out of my ring. I was like, whoa, it's like that.
You had a crazy weekend.
Yeah, you know, but you know, I was like, well, I ain't doing your videos no more. And then he handed me money, and he was like, no, you got the touch. I was like, I do got the touch.
Oh, here we go.
Particular demo.
Ain't that
you
right?
Got the touch. Take 7.
Ain't that right, Marky Mark?
You got the touch.
Do you?
You got the power.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He got carried away.
I'd say so. I would definitely say so. Jesus.
How was your week?
Apparently not as exciting as yours was. whoa, Jesus.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to mention karaoke at Jimmy's was the shit.
Really?
Make sure you haven't joined us again. Jimmy's at these after parties, man. You're missing out. I'm just saying.
I've been there. They're great.
Blast.
I've been there and they're great. Let's see. Saturday night, I also was at Flux Capacity. I was a part of that amazing, amazing first match that was less than 2 minutes. That was a good time. That was a really good time. And then from there, I took and shot to Munster, where I got to be a part of the main event for Crash Tested Wrestling, where I teamed up with Rion Skill. Actually, it's kind of weird. It was kind of weird because it was about an hour drive. I had Beast following me with two rookies in his car. I said, look, I just beat the shit out of you. You're going to follow me now.
Word.
Since you don't know how to get to Indiana. So... Well, first and foremost, apparently I don't know how to get to Indiana either. So we're driving down 55 to go to 294 south to Indiana. And I'm not paying any attention. And I see 294 north. Now, mind you, I haven't been over here in 4 months in this area at all. So it's like I've totally forgotten where I'm from.
Horrible.
So I'm driving. I fly past 294 north. And I'm like, wait a minute, that don't make no sense. I'm like, is 294 south just a further down? I'm like, no. I go, oh, shit, I better throw this in the GPS. Short story, we went 10 minutes out of our way. So we still got there by 9 o'clock. We got there. The intermission was just ending.
That's what you get.
Hey, but there was two matches and then the main event. So I was cool. Beast was semi-main, so that was cool for him. I think he teamed up with, who did he team up with? He teamed up with somebody, and he fought his rookies. Whatever. Anyways.
Did he fight his rookies, too?
Yeah, he fought his rookies.
Did he beat the shit out of them?
As far as I know, he did. As far as I know.
Sweet.
So I walk in, and, you know, I walk in and fucking walk right into that Antoine dude. And he's like, oh, Max, you're here to save the day. I'm like, well, that's what I do, you know. And
the Mohawk guy?
No, Antoine, that's the guy that runs the whole deal.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, that dude, the $1 million contract guy.
Yay, yay!
You should ask him about our $1 million contracts.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, right. So I walk in and I see Rion and Kenny Courageous, who are my tag team partners, sitting right there in the promo room. They have a whole room dedicated just to promos because they do live feed promos and stuff. So I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? Hey, we're doing a promo. Oh, okay. Yeah, you should probably put your Icon shirt on or something. Because I'm still, you know, dressed up real nice. Like, okay, no.
Come on.
Huh?
What station does this happen on?
Oh, I don't know. The TV station? Oh, no, the live feed goes into the auditorium, I guess, where the show's happening. That's where the live feed happens. That's where that goes. And I don't know if they have TV. They're probably on cable access. I have no clue. He has his own network. You know that. Who knows?
Word.
So, walk right into the promo, and Kenny Courageous has black shit all over his face. I'm like, what's happening? Rion looks at me and goes, you'll find out. Just sit here. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm standing there, and they're like, all right, and we're live in 3, 2, and Steve Kenton walks in. I'm like, oh, shit. He goes, so, doctor, can Kenny Courageous wrestle tonight? Can he compete? Is he able to compete tonight? And the doctor looks at him and goes, no, 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 some lady in scrubs. No, no. Oh, my God, he can't compete. Rion Skills, Max Holiday, whatever are you going to do? It looks like it's going to be a handicap match. You two versus the plague. Unless you can get a tag team partner, which I highly doubt now. Ha! And he walks away. And so I'm sitting there looking at Rion, and then...
Gay!
Then enters Braun the Lumberjack. And Braun goes, I think I know somebody you guys can axe. And here holds up his axe. And I look at Rion, and I tap him on the shoulder, and I go, I think we should axe him. So it was me, Rion, and Braun the Lumberjack versus... the plague.
You axed him?
Yeah, yeah, we axed him. Yo, you want to be my tag team partner?
That's awesome. Was Willie there?
Willie? Willie the Bomb?
Willie the Bomb.
Was he at Crash Tested? No.
No.
Was he here now? Why, did he dip out?
Really? How did his ears must have been ringing? Go back in the closet. Go ahead. Wait, here, take the selfie stick. Take the selfie stick. Raymond Harris don't like selfie sticks. Raymond Harris don't like them. Sorry.
So... yeah, so then I got to beat up the plague, got the win, got my picture taken with the Crash Tested Heavyweight Championship belt. Boot name Sue on Ace Bradley. I got to punch him in
boot
the face.
Who?
Boot name Sue.
Boot
I retorted to just screaming Sue in the ring now. It's a lot. Instead of going, I want you to meet my friend, I just scream Sue. It gets over. Yeah. Yeah.
Should be like, Sue-wee.
Right? I should just scream Stu the whole time, and as I hit him, go, whee!
I'd mark awesome. Out.
That is awesome. I love it. Let's see. Then Sunday, I recorded a morning after, which I'm really excited about. I want you guys to take and check it out, if you would.
I watched it.
Really weird. You watched it? How'd you watch it?
Via Periscope.
Oh, did you watch? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. And then, then Draven came over, so we did a Grumpy Old Men. And then, that was my weekend. Good times.
I seen, your Sunday was very exciting, the whole shopping with Draven and periscoping him smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Out on my porch. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, periscope inside of a periscope. He was periscoping you while you were periscoping him.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Huh. I wonder why I. This is really no. What's really interesting is the fact that I can't play anything through. Sam is all jacked up.
No, that's not right.
No, yeah, no. I agree with you. That ain't right. And for whatever reason, huh? Interesting.
We have listeners through Sam.
We do. I mean, we're
listening right now, and they're just disappointed with our performance.
No. There's no need to be disappointed in our performance. What I'm saying here is, for whatever reason, I can't. It's not allowing me to play anything, which is really.
Oh, good.
I can't. That's awesome. Yeah, that's really weird.
So yeah, that was good times this weekend. You had good times. I had good times. You double shotted. Triple shotted.
Double shotted. No, I didn't triple shot. I just double shotted. And it was a good time. Yeah, absolutely.
Good times all around.
Apparently I missed a huge thing at Anarchy, though, with you selling the company and all that.
You did. Yeah. How could you miss that?
Well, I mean, I was doing a double shot, like you said.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, anyway.
Great times. And just in case... you missed out. We were going to take the whole month of July off, but you can catch us live once again at the House of Anarchy. Thank you. At the House of Anarchy.
Ta-da!
July 10th. Friday, July 10th.
This is awesome.
It's going to be the shit.
Yeah, July 10th. All right. I'm down.
It's going to be off the easy. And you know how these house shows, I mean, it's only going to get better and better. More right. Epic and more epic. I mean, the last one, I mean, you and Bao Chihuahua almost tore the roof off this bitch.
Yeah, we did. We tried to. Tried to, very much so.
It went longer than 2 minutes. That's for sure.
Hey, don't hate. Don't hate.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, that is a total wrong song.
Oh, my God.
Man, this is ridiculous. I am so pissed off that this shit is all jacked up. I'm trying to fucking run a show here, and I can't even... Man.
You and your crazy sound effects.
It's not even that. I'm just trying to do the regular shit. But, alright.
Oh, I heard that.
We have coming up in the program a little bit later on... A little kayfabe news.
Nizzle.
Yeah. Tonight on Kayfabe News, here's what WWE wants you to forget about China. Lesnar and Heyman finally wed. And in our main event, DiBiase bails out Greece. Man, that's some crazy shit. You hear about that?
No.
Greece? Oh, they're all jacked. No, the country.
Oh.
They're all jacked up right now. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now, we have to take a break.
Word.
And I'm going to throw this computer out the freaking window. Man, I can't even play. I can't play sweepers or nothing at this current moment. Actually, I can play. Yeah, fuck them. I'm going to do it anyways. Because you want to know why? I'm a G. I got it. I'm good. Anyways, all right, we're going to take a break. You want me to go first? You want to go first?
I'll go first here.
All right, you go first, and I'll set myself up.
All right, well, Since you guys missed it, I'm going to give you a little taste of the soundtrack of hashtag Flux Capacity. Since you weren't there, or maybe you were, either or, holla at me, bitches. We'll be right back.
Southwest, no law, no hope. A hero swooped in at the end of a rope. Come on. Come on. Ilka Bong. A lone vigilante had him running scared. Couldn't stand the mention of the name they feared. Kabong. Kabong. Ilka Bong. Coming out of nowhere with a guitar in his hand. Slinging law and order in a wild land. Kabong. Kabong. Ilka Bong. The bad men feared him with a mask like Zorro. They'd run and hide in the tall saguaro. Kabong. Kabong. Hill Kabong. Silent but deadly by the outlaw mate. Creeping like old Mr. Rattlesnake. Kabong. Kabong. Hill Kabong. Extreme justice in a blazing showdown. It ended in a flash when you heard that sound. Kabong. Kabong. Yo, kabong. No flying lead, bust a guitar upside their head. Kabong. Kabong. Il Kabong. Striking like lightning, he ruled without fear. He said, I'll do all the thinning round here. Kabong. Kabong. Il Kabong. Bandito's glutes on the mesa. Played them all a tune on the cabeza. Kabong. Kabong. Il Kabong. Swinging with a holler and he's gone. Remember well the legend, let the name live on. Kabong. Kabong. Il Kabong. Kabong. Il Kabong.
El Cabal.
Hello, children. I would like you to tune in to my best friend, Mr. Maxwell Holiday's podcast, The Morning After. When is it, you ask? The morning after a wrestling show. My best friend will be talking about the show, telling stories about the show, who he hurt, who hurt him, his buddies, Jared Priest, cockroaches, and his comedy wrestling gym bag. Everything. The morning after.
You're listening to the HaPod Network, a network of podcasts that stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free of charge.
Well, almost something similar to that.
Was that an extended version of the Draven one or something? Because I never heard that one.
Really?
Yeah, with the whole... Jared Priest, cockroaches in his gym bag. Oh,
I don't know. That's
hello, children. I would like you to tune in to my best friend, Mr. Maxwell Holiday's podcast, The Morning After. When is it, you ask? The morning after a wrestling show. My best friend will be talking about the show, telling stories about the show, who he hurt, who hurt him, his buddies, Jared Priest, cockroaches, and his comedy wrestling gym bag. Everything. The morning after.
I don't know. That's the only one I have from him.
That's good stuff.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, whatever. You know,
that's
back and forth and stuff. And, yeah, whatever.
Who confirmed this?
You did, I thought. I don't know.
Oh, no, no, no. It wasn't me.
I'm not in charge of any of this.
I've been denying it for a while now.
I'm not even in charge of this show anymore.
Since there was a men's.
This show was sold.
That's true. The Mason family's throwing this.
They bought this too. No longer do we run the Hot Pod. sorry, you lose. Anyways, hey, we had the Pride Parade here over the weekend, and some douchebag actually rammed his car through the barricade and tried to take out some of the onlookers.
That's interesting.
I know, right? They tore his car up. His car got messed up. But let's see. Oh, my goodness. Where is it at? Boop, boop, boop. 50-year-old man. Wow. All right. Here we go.
I think he was aiming for Rich Kid Rich.
Yeah. He's yet to be named by the authorities. Broke through into the celebration route as it made its way through Chicago's famous gay neighborhood, Boys Town.
Yay.
You know, it was funny. I had saw that Ringmaster posted on Facebook about some dude almost hitting one of his buddies. They were out there at the parade and stuff, and almost hit one. He's talking about one of his buddies. Almost got hit, and then the next day, it's in the news. This guy's ramming through, trying to hit everybody. I guess in protest of the whole legality of the old. Of all the, you know, gay marriage shit that's happening.
Yeah. All I know is I'm all for whatever.
That's always good. That's good. That's good. I mean, because you get some fucking strange chick off the fucking street, and she's like, hey, you know, I want to do this. And you're like, yeah, I'm down for whatever.
No.
Next thing you know, you're sitting there with a fucking finger in your butt, and you're like, what the fuck?
No. I meant like, you know, I'm all for whatever for like people, you know, they want to, you know, like guys or like girls or like the same, you know, sex, whatever it may be. You know, they want to get married. That's cool. No
you
problem.
Want, you want to get married? By all means, do it.
I'm just, I'm not down with the whole change your, let's change my profile picture and make it look like a rainbow. I know people are showing their support, but it's getting a bit annoying.
Yeah, I'm not down with that at all. I mean, by all means, though, you guys, you want to go out?
Go for it.
You want to fucking, you know, you want to become a woman? By all means, go do it. I don't give a shit what the hell you do.
Just don't change your profile picture.
keep the rainbows off of Facebook, man. Jeez.
Shizers. No, I mean, it's not even with the rainbows. It's just seeing it all over, and it's getting annoying. That's all. Kind of like that dude that holds these nuts, dude. He got annoying really quick. Just like
don't lie, you're enjoying it. You're having the time of your life.
That girl.
Oh.
Friday night and the lights are low.
You know this song too?
You know about me.
Oh, Starks, you are a karaoke king. Jesus Christ, man.
Yes, I am.
Ridiculous.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Hey. Do what you do, baby.
You know, I do karaoke all day.
That's all day,
every day. Actually, speaking of karaoke all day, every day, I see, you know, I recommended it last week, you know, and I see that you've, you know, not only have you joined up on Smule karaoke, but your VIP status.
Yeah. Well, I'm not after tonight.
Not after tonight.
After tonight, I go back to whatever the free account is, my free VIP fucking thing ends.
Aw. Well, you better get your thing.
Did you
continue it? No. I got till Thursday.
When did you take the VIP status?
Wait, last Thursday?
So you mean to tell me I took it before you did?
Yep. Well, yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
You know what's weird is I did it about a year ago, and they refreshed my week status thing.
Well, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not paying for it. But either or, Max has been putting out some good stuff.
That shit's expensive. That's $2.99 a week.
It's a month.
No. It's $7.99 a month. $7.99 a month. $2.99 a week or $50. Where's my phone? Here, I'm not broadcasting. No, I'm looking because I canceled my shit yesterday because I didn't want to get charged. I think they hit you with the $2.99. And I wasn't having that shit.
Oh, you were having it.
No. No way. Did you know, while I'm looking this up, did you know that they've corrected the vernacular for the strands of marijuana?
Really?
Yeah, I bet you didn't. I bet you didn't know this. I bet you didn't know this.
I didn't.
So, there's always been three different strands of marijuana. There's been the sativa, there's been the indica, and then there are ruderales. Ruderales pretty much is just weed that, literally it's a weed that has zero to very minimal psychoactive properties to it. It's usually lacking, pretty much. But since they've been able to expand and do more research now due to, you know, the restraints coming off because marijuana is just becoming legal, they're finally, quote-unquote, realizing what we've known all along. But in the meantime, they've taken and corrected the vernacular since they've been able to do the research. So, as it goes, the sativa plant, which... Whoa. That's okay. The sativa plant...
Well, that's the last... Sorry.
That's okay. The sativa plant, which is the long and stalky of the marijuana plants.
Well,
it's no longer known as the sativa. It's now known as the indica. And the indica, or the former indica, which is the more bushy, or the thicker, of the marijuana, is now known as the afghanica. And the ruderales, the one that you probably, like, I've never heard of that one, with psychoactive activity for you. That one is now sativa. Based off the chemistry, the psychology, and a few other things, they've had to go through and correct it. The indica is originally from India. Afghanica is a Central Asia, Afghanistan, Turkestan, and Pakistan. And then the sativa is usually a feral or a wild plant, usually found in Europe, but sometimes Asia. So everything that you've known is getting flipped, turned upside down because they're finally lifting the restraints on us, and we're allowed to explore and start to do more with the marijuana plant and find out more. We already know everything it can do, all the possibilities, now that we're able to actually play with it and see exactly what we can do even more so. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the whole marijuana industry in itself.
Me too.
That's just me. I think it's going to help us a lot. And, you know, grease is in the shitter, and hopefully by doing it'll us come out.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Believe me. Believe in me, you. What does that shit mean anyway? But here,
what's that?
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I got to show the listeners how awesome you're doing here. With a little bit of me mixed in. Sound awesome.
You know what's funny? I played that for some people at my work, and they're like, "You guys sound that's it." They thought we sound. Actually, several other people have said this. They think we sound very similar.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, which is interesting. Interesting.
It is pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. No. I like that app a lot. I enjoyed it. I've sung a couple songs, but I did find the price list. So here you go, buddy.
Oh no. Well, I'm not doing it. I'm just taking the free trial.
I know. They have several. Oh, here we go. What the hell? It is the VIP All Access Pass weekly is $299. The All Access Pass monthly, or the VIP All Access, is $7.99 a month. Or you can get the All Access for $5 a month. Or
fuck all that.
You could do it for a year for the VIP All Access and just pay $40 on the year.
Fucking that.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. Because, you know, it $3 a month. I'm like, that ain't much to fucking have, you know, free access to sing whatever. That's pretty cool. But, yeah, I'll see how much fun that app is once I lose my VIP status.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's still pretty fun, you know?
Yeah.
The filters ain't as great. That's for shizzle.
I'll tell you, I only use... The filter I use on there is the advanced studio.
Word, the regular studio blows.
Yeah, the advanced studio where it gives you, like, the reverb. You can mess with the reverb and the size of the room that you're singing in. So all I'm doing is adding a little echo, really, to what I'm singing.
Yeah, you know. You won't be able to do that no more.
Really? I'll lose that one? Oh.
It just sucks.
There goes my singing career. Damn it.
You're pretty good, too, when you're, you know, you add that echo. But either or. No. I've heard you live. You're good stuff. I think one of my favorites to go karaoke with next to Jammin' Jeff Kelly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jammin' Jeff Kelly.
Jeff Kelly, yeah. He's just a hoot when you go karaoke with him.
Oh, there we go. This is my favorite.
Georgia.
I'm feeling it.
He said, Georgia.
I was feeling it.
You were.
My buddy at work, Keith, he's a really good singer. And he came out, I'm not sure if he came to my birthday a couple of years ago over at the Rusty Nail. But he came out and performed the NSYNC. He did like the whole bit, the singing, the dance.
Oh, I remember that.
Dude, he's fucking phenomenal. I got him on the app. And he fucking auto-tuned his voice. I was like, dude, you need to stop that. And he was telling me, dude, it's perfect for your voice. It's perfect. Get out of here.
Georgia.
I miss my calling. It was funny is I don't even know how that song goes past Georgia. Georgia always on my mind. I was talking about that.
I could tell there was parts because, you know, I know that song rather well. And even like, you know, That's Life, you improvised a couple spots, but it worked.
Well, yeah, I tried to make it work.
No, it worked. It worked.
I'll tell you what, though. It's easy to get confidence on that app. If you need confidence, all you have to do is stroll through it a little bit and just listen to some of the people on there. I was like, whoa. Well, I'm definitely
right, yeah. That. Like, why would they record this?
why would you do that? How tone deaf are you? Oh.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, you know, when you leave the open calls for the duets in there and, you know, and then somebody duets with you and then you go and click it, they're like, oh, let's hear what they... Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's just like... It's horrible.
Yeah, I have like, 2 open calls. I'm going to go do one. I didn't realize you could duet with yourself.
I didn't know that either.
You can duet with your... So if you can only duets on the... Do duets on the free version...
Oh, this is awesome.
Then, fuck, you could do it with yourself, dude. There's a glitch in the Matrix, man. There's a glitch in the Matrix.
I'm doing it.
So, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'm going to do that. It's awesome. I don't know. I'll find out after today. I have Highwayman.
Oh yeah, that one was good. It's funny.
That and shit. I got another one on there that's already and whatever. Anyways, all right. Coming in tonight. At our curtain jerk, courtesy of our friends over at kayfabenews.com, where it's still real to them. Damn it. Kayfabe News provides us with their top 3 headlines from their website. We give them to you here each and every Monday night on the Hop Pod. Tonight's curtain jerk is... Here is what WWE... wants you to forget about China. China. That is all.
Zing.
Coming in at our mid-card, Lesnar and Heyman finally wed. All right, following the historic Supreme Court ruling to legalize same-sex marriage across the United States, longtime associates and life partners Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman finally wed in a small private ceremony. Though the duo has hardly kept their love secret, they have been inseparable for more than a decade. They refused to marry until the union would be legally recognized in all 50 states. Surrounded by loved ones in a backyard of Lesnar's Minnesota home, the lovers exchanged heartfelt vows and Lesnar emitted his signature. I can't even pronounce the word. Shriek after the officiant said, "I now pronounce you walrus and beast." Though they were given the option of tying the knot in the WWE ring this Monday, they declined the offer, citing the 0% success rate marriages that begin with an in-ring wedding. Colleagues at World Wrestling Entertainment have known for years that Lesnar and Heyman are a couple. "The way they gaze lovingly into one another's eyes is so beautiful," said company chairman Vince McMahon. But the duo maintained a professional on-air relationship in order to protect Lesnar's sociopathic persona. Shortly after the nuptials, Heyman announced the marriage on Twitter. "My client, Brock Lesnar, has conquered my heart. Hashtag love wins." The duo are reportedly honeymooning in Cape Cod, where they plan to eat, sleep, antique, and repeat. coming in at the main event. DiBiase bails out Greece. In the midst of catastrophic financial collapse, the economy of Greece has been saved thanks to the philanthropy of former professional wrestler, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. All seemed lost for the bankrupt Greek government until DiBiase dispatched his muscular manservant, Virgil, to the country with dozens of briefcases stuffed with cash. The country is expected to make a full economic recovery, and every citizen will receive a replica million-dollar belt as a reminder of DiBiase's support. The donation wasn't entirely altruistic. However, as DiBiase forced Greek President Prokopakis to dribble a basketball 20 times before the money was handed over, the ever-in-effort DiBiase looked as if he might kick the ball away on the 19th dribble, but opted against it because he has been promised a lifetime supply of feta cheese in return for his generosity. Said DiBiase, "Everybody's got a price, and mine's salty, delicious feta."
Interesting.
DiBiase then burst into a cackling laughter, rubbed his hands together, and ordered Virgil to take him to the Greek Isle of Santorini, which he then purchased for $75. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was our kayfabe news, courtesy of our friends over at kayfabenews.com, where it's still real to them. Damn it.
Okay,
Fabe News. I love K-Fabe News. It's the bestest in the world. What? What the hell? Ted DiBiase? Oh my God, he's in the Icon Studio.
Everybody's got a prize.
Ted's in the studio tonight.
Everybody's Sir, Virgil.
Virgil, how are you doing? Oh my God!
That's a
million dollar man.
Yes.
Yo, always.
You want to buy the hot pot? I'll tell you what, million dollar man. The hot pot doesn't have a price. Get out of here. There is no price for the hot pot.
Some might cost a little.
I told you to go. There is no price.
Kind of tell me if Mr. Mason offered you what he offered me for Anarchy Pro, you wouldn't sell the hot pod?
For an undisclosed amount of money? Now that you've put it like that, possibly. I mean,
isn't that the name of the game?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I thought that was the name of the game, actually.
Are you watching me on Periscope, Max?
Yeah, I'm giving you hearts.
And I see the hearts. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. You're welcome.
Give that some hearts.
There you go. All right. Where's my drink? We got some angry rants. Angry rants up? What's up?
I do got an angry rant. I got a really angry rant, actually.
All right.
You want it now?
Want
to save it?
If you have it now, otherwise, I got something. You know me. Oh, shit, wrong button. My touchscreen laptop. Yeah, I got a ton of stuff to talk about.
Go ahead, and I'll let the angry rant simmer, but it's really good, so.
Okay, cool. Let the angry rant simmer. Have you...
What is it? There it is.
What is the number one show on TV that is not currently on because it's on hiatus.
Walking Dead, I guess.
What if I told you you could take a cruise on a zombie-themed Walking Dead cruise? Would you take that cruise?
No.
Why not?
Why would I? Why the fuck would I take a cruise and fucking want to be around zombies?
You could take a vacation with a... Go ahead.
If I'm going to take a cruise, I'm going to take a motherfucking cruise, and there's going to be bikini bitches all over the place, and there ain't going to be zombies. The fuck? No. No. And I'm going to pay for that shit? No, fuck that. No. No. I watch that shit on TV, though. Fuck that, but yeah, I ain't going on a cruise with it. Well, you know what? There's a paintball thing with it too. I'd do that. But I wouldn't go on a cruise with it.
Well,
just saying. And they're charging money for this shit. They're charging money for to.
Go ahead. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Go ahead. Say yes. Well, okay. Would you? Would you like this cruise?
What? Would I like it? Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about it. Hopefully,
how much would this shit cost?
How much
would something this ridiculous cost you?
Here we go.
Where's the prices on this one, Mr. Fucking Price hey. List? Take it to the commercial.
Well, I thought they were going to have some words to it, but they don't. Pretty much what it is, the Walker Stalker Cruise is a cruise that you go on, and some of the celebrities from The Walking Dead will be there on the cruise with you, like Norman Reedus, Chandler Riggs, Emily Kinney, Samantha Martin. See, you didn't let me finish, though. You were all about, I'm not going on a cruise with zombies. If I'm going on a cruise, I'm going
on
a cruise.
Yeah, fuck that. I mean, yeah. I mean, you didn't say homeboy Norman Reedus was going to be there. That's my homeboy. You know, I got him that part.
Oh, did you? You got him? You got him the deal?
Daryl, yeah.
That's cool.
It was actually supposed to be me. I was supposed to be Daryl. I just couldn't do it.
You gave it up.
I didn't have time.
Okay, no.
Between, you know, this radio show and wrestling and, you know, I just didn't have the time. So I was like, I just made a quick call. I was like, boom, boom. Norman, holla at me. Got him the part. So now he flies me down here and there. Some good shit.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, Norman Reedus, I got him there. Just like I got you, you know, you some special gigs. You know how that goes.
What special gigs have you got me?
You don't remember that?
No. What special gig did you get me?
Remember when you got on Man Cow?
Oh,
good for you.
I got Christian Bale his first gig as Batman. Don't be a hater.
That's awesome.
Don't be a hater.
No, I'm not hating. By no means am I hating.
It sounds like it a little bit.
No.
Sorry, is that loud?
What's that?
Oh, okay.
Is what loud?
Nothing.
No, I hear you.
Sorry.
All right. So we talked about it a little bit earlier. And I know you don't know about this, so this you're probably gonna get really upset. If you're not already pissed off with the angry rant coming up, then you're really
I've got some shit. We touched on it earlier, but I'm gonna just booyah, motherfucker. Yep, it's coming. One more minute. Two more minutes. Whenever you're done.
What if I told you that Back to the Future was about to be remade? Don't die there.
I don't know if I'd like that.
Well, there was talks about it. And Robert Zemeckis, who directed the film and its two sequels, has vowed that Back to the Future will never be remade in his lifetime. And he hopes that his estate will figure out a way to continue blocking remakes after his death. He does not want his films messed. Oh, God, no. The 63-year-old director told HPN reporters when asked if he, as one of the two right holders to the original film, along with co-writer Bob Gale, he would ever consider signing off on a remake. And he said that, and I quote, "That can't happen until both Bob and I are dead, and then I'm sure they'll do it, unless there's a way our estates can stop it." I agree. I don't think they should touch those films.
I don't think so either. I think there's a lot of these films that they should just not have touched. You know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles being one of them. I was really, really disappointed with the whole remake and the whole vision Michael Bay had behind the whole shit before he, you know, revamped it. You know, he was trying to make them like from outer space and all this shit. It was just fucking ridiculous. There's some things that should have been left alone. And if they were going to remake the Turtles, I think they should have went with the suits they had before just a little bit better, you know. I think that would have definitely made it better box office smash than the bullshit they put up there with all the CGI and all that fucking crap.
You didn't like the Turtles
bring
then?
Bring Corey Feldman back, man.
No.
Is that like the ghetto version?
I don't know what that is. That's the theme song from 2012 through 2014.
Oh shit! I never watched those. No. Here we go. Facebook all week. That's gonna piss me off. Ooh, it's time for the angry message. Turning it down. Sorry. Jesus, the fireworks. I'm all about this. Well, I'm not all about it. But I mean, I'm cool with it. You know, the whole gay marriage around the country thing, you know? I'm cool with it. Do you think? I'm with you. Motherfucking sake, if I see another one of my fucking homies change their fucking profile picture to this fucking rainbow shit, I think I may fucking personally go to their fucking house, I might not even ring the fucking doorbell, I might just kick the fucking door and slap them in the fucking face, drop kick them, put them in a motherfucking camel clutch, do one of those, and then fucking leave. Fuck. Let the girls do it, that's fine. Man, come on, dude. Get my homies. You just spend time. And I know what? I'm just saying, because, you know, and I got, like I said, I have nothing against it. It's just like all of a sudden, out of everybody's popping out of the woodwork.
If you've got something play about somebody that's gay, you can come and say it to me. Like, no. She wants... Everybody's on this bandwagon now. Like, hey, I'm going to beat you up. You got something to say. But yeah, I've got nothing to say about no. Everything's cool. Everything's cool, and I think it's fantastic, everything that's going on.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about it. I want to watch a fucking episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles right now. Jesus.
Yeah, that used to be my shit back in the day.
Intros.
My shit right there. But
intros,
yeah.
Intros all about it.
Max, all I know is if I see your profile picture tomorrow and you fucking rainbowed it up,
you will never show
watch
up
the fuck out.
You will never show up at my house.
Oh, yes, I will. No, it will drop kick your ass. I will drop kick that ass.
That's a fact, Jack.
No. And like I said, I think it's awesome. I think, you know, we're on the verge of, you know, a new fucking generation and, you know, freedom and all this shit, you know, and it's awesome. But, you know, the amount of people that are just like Facebook posting about, oh my God, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to beat you up because, you know, you don't like gay people. Like, whoa, calm down, man. Calm down. That's all. I'm just like, it's pretty disturbing. And that's not what I want to read when I go onto Facebook. I want to read about how your day was and what you did, you know, and post a picture about what the fuck you ate for lunch or something, you know. I'm interested in that. I ain't interested in about your opinion about who you want to go fucking kick their fucking ass because what, nah, man, fuck all that. What you eating?
I'm not eating anything.
Well, obviously. Because I would have seen it. But either or, how about we post about something that's, you know, positive, in a positive manner. You know, I don't know, go Blackhawks. Blackhawks are very, you know, the whole Blackhawks situation has died down. Nobody's talking about it anymore. Why? Why?
I'll tell you why, because it's not the hot topic. The hot topic was the Confederate flag. The hot topic was gay marriage.
I'm sick of this whole flag shit, too. You know, that's all you're seeing online is, oh, I'm offended. This flag offends me. And now people are making all these stupid fucking memes. You know, they're putting them out there and they're, oh, this offends me. Oh, this flag offends me. Oh, this is like, oh, man, I'm getting sick of this shit, too. Like, well, fuck it off.
Well, no, I mean, it is interesting because they pull a lot of things that had Confederate flags on them. I think the most interesting one to me was an article that I stumbled across where it said Walmart nixes cake with Confederate flag, but okays Islamic State cake. It's like,
really?
Okay, what? Yeah, yeah. It was actually a video put out. The video was kind of rough, but the guy went in with a printout of the Confederate flag, the rebel, the rebel battle flag, and Walmart said they wouldn't put it on the cake because it was offensive. So he came back and told them that he wanted the ISIS battle flag or whatever the hell you call it. He wanted that on a cake. He came in with the printout and they put it on a cake. No problem. He cut a video. It went viral. And now, you know, there's some backlash coming at Walmart because of it. So, I mean,
I didn't even know Walmart did cakes.
I didn't know Walmart. I didn't know that either. But hey, apparently.
It's pretty interesting. What the fuck's up with that? My Walmart don't do cakes. I want to know what the fuck. I got to go to a Walmart that does cakes.
Probably one of those Walmart super centers. You know, one of those big fancy ones.
Where the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. Dude, in the South, it's huge.
Have you seen a Walmart like that? Ever?
I actually think the Walmart up by me is a
center. You know, Walmart out there with cakes, that they make cakes for you, with flags? I haven't.
Well, I know the Walmart by me has groceries, a restaurant inside of it. It has a Burger King inside of it.
Really?
Yeah. It has a nail salon inside of it. I think the one by me is a supercenter.
There used to be a Kmart that had a Little Caesars inside of it, and this was before Little Caesars blew up, you know. It was when it was like still kind of you could only find like maybe two or three Little Caesars around the city, you know. Now they're fucking everywhere, and it tastes like shit. It used to be the shit. Now it is shit. Yeah, it used to be inside of Kmart. It was awesome. I remember going to Kmart and fucking Little Caesars. What up? You know what I'm saying? Fucking love it. Now, I don't know. You could go to certain Little Caesars and they're doing it. You know, they're making that bread the right way. That crazy bread.
I feel like some of them just cook it halfway.
Oh man, like nasty. Like you're going to bite into the fucking bread and it's still doughy and fuck off.
Yeah, disgusting.
Little Caesars. I'm not into Little Caesars anymore. I've lost my taste for Little Caesars. $5. I don't give a fuck if it's $5. I don't care.
Oh man, the hot and ready's. Come on. You know you can always do a hot and ready.
It's
every
not
now
even hot and ready. It's never fucking ready.
It's never ready.
They're always, you know, there's a 5-minute wait. Fucking, I don't know. That's why I don't like Little Caesars. I'd rather go to Domino's if I'm going to do that type of pizza. If not, I'm going to go to Fasano's.
Ah, yeah.
I miss Fasano's.
They're expensive, though. Fuck.
Yeah, it costs like $30 for a nice size pizza. Man, yeah, totally. We got seven minutes left. I think we have enough time to try and throw a 8-bit song out there and see if anyone will call in and hit it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see if the people out in Periscope land could get the 8-bit song.
Okay, I got one coming up here. Here you go.
Let's hear it.
Guess this 8-bit song.
My God, that's too easy.
Is it?
Yeah. Glad we're not giving out any prizes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have a whole bunch of them here. I mean, if that's too easy.
That's pretty easy.
Well,
Someone got it already? Yep.
Damn. All right. Well, whatever.
Give us something. Hold on. I'm doing the video game 8-bit.
Video.
Here you go. Was that too easy for you?
No, I have no clue what that was. Do it one more time. I got it now, but... That's hilarious.
That's awesome!
That's hilarious. All right, one more time.
What song is that?
One more time. What 8-bit song is this, people?
Hello, baby lock, whatever. What 8-bit song?
Good, how are you?
Guess that song. And you'll win our applause.
Yeah. I'm not giving away tickets this time because
someone learned their lesson from the last time.
And she got it immediately.
Oh, yeah. Round of applause.
Bravo.
Oh, that's awesome. Where is it at?
All right, I got the. Standing ovation.
Yeah, standing ovation.
I got the 8-bit video game song.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? What is it?
You're welcome. It's what we do here at the Hot Pod.
That's true. Tune in every Monday night. We do this every Monday night. People could call in, too, if you want. You could call into the show, 347-677-1767, on your phone now. 347-677-1767.
Yeah.
One more time, the 8-bit video game song. She got the
She got the
Never Gonna
8-bit
Give You
song.
Up. That was good. That was a good one.
Yeah.
She got it up there.
Jig. Wow.
I'm sure you know what it is.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's easy, right. Easy greasy peasy, beautiful cover girl. Less than 2 minutes in a live program here.
It's not a Spanish song, it's a video game.
Yeah, it's a video game. Less than 2 minutes live. Man, it's going to suck because, I can play it for you. Give him a clue or something.
Give him a clue. Okay, it's a video game from 1986. Nintendo.
It is. Just a minute and a half left in the live program. Are we going to do any extras? Are you going to do any extras there? Or what?
It was The Legend of Zelda, just for the people out there, just in case before they hang up. The Legend of Zelda. Awesome game.
No extras.
Do you want to do the extras?
Do you have anything for the extras?
I have nothing.
Okay, yeah, me neither. I killed it all in the. I blew my load here in the show. Okay. So that's it then for the evening.
That's it then.
All right. That's it for the evening, everybody. You can listen every Monday night live at 9:30 Central Standard Time here on the Hot Pod, HPN 24/7. Superbad, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Yes. I'd like to say, don't ever die to meet me. Live to love me. Hashtag these nuts. Hashtag Chicago. Hashtag if you don't like me, then biatch. I don't like you.
I can tell you right now, you can go and listen to all of our previous shows at blogtalkradio.com/thehotpod. We have everything archived there. Old Grumpy Man, Truly Schmitty, and Morning After, all of them. But till next week, everybody, we'll catch you all on the flip side. For Superbad, I'm Max Holiday. We out.
Yeah.
This show is awful.
Terrible.
Disgusting.
See you next week.
Of course.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Believe what?
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Oh! I didn't like it.
What do you have a kind of thing? I can't believe those rats were responsible for this show.
Why not? They were also responsible for the bubonic plague.
Hey, you old fool. You slept through the show.
Who's a fool? You watched it.
What kind of show would you call that?
Frankly, I'd call it quits.
Quits! Quits!
Boo!
I got the show canceled.
Yay!
Good night.
So long. Oh, no! Something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.